it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Authors who fell to the Lightning 3-2. The Cats will take on the Lightning again. Another preseason matchup tomorrow in Tampa. Over to the Canes, who will continue practice today as they get set for their first road game of the season in Tallahassee on Saturday. The game kicks at 7:30 and can be heard right here on WQAM. Their countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And in soccer, Inter Miami lost to Chicago 5-3. Next up, Miami hosts New England on Saturday night. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Football is a team sport that, sometimes it's something that happens to a lot of teams, and you have to be emotionally focused and find a way. And a lot of times with guys like that, particularly this off season where Tyreek has invested so much in his teammates, that you're inspired to to pick up the slack and make sure that they don't have the double somber moment of the injury, which you can't control, and then have to have it happen in a loss. You just try to do your best with what you can control, support your teammate, and try to get in the win column.
All right, and with Mike McDaniel talking about the loss of Tyreek Hill, we're joined this morning by Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked On Fins podcast and A to Z Sports. Kyle, good morning. How you doing there, brother?
I'm doing good, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm hanging in there. A little easier when you win a game. And by the way, let's start with the Tyreek Hill news and replacing him and – what will change the most and who needs to pick it up? I'm just curious, with Tyreek Hill now not going to be with the Dolphins the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't think you replace Tyreek Hill, especially with an individual, right? I mean, the wide receiver room, splitting those reps between Malik Washington, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, probably a safe bet. But you look at some of what the Dolphins did after that injury happened, and you're seeing multiple tight ends, and that's what makes the return and the play of Darren Waller so important. And you've got two running backs, and one of them could be a really prominent player in the passing game, and Devon Achane. Jalen Waddle's target share is obviously going to go up significantly. I think it takes a village to replace a player that has the gravitational pull of a player like a Tyreek Hill. And I think that's something that you never want to see an injury happen, especially one as tough as the one that it looked like Tyreek had. But I know one of the talking points about when considering a future without Tyreek Hill was being a little bit more evenly distributed on offense. And I think if this is going to work for them, they're going to have to lean into that.
Yes, totally agree. Hey, I get asked this because there was so much talk about too deep. Do defenses now change the way they play, not so deep, come back up a little bit or more, not worried about the speed, especially of a Tyreek Hill now?
Yeah, I think it changes the numbers as far as if you want to bracket Waddle and what that does for your box count. And I think your counter there, if you're Miami, is we really haven't seen a lot of Waddle being the player utilized in motion at the snap. So if you want to manufacture momentum releases for him or free releases outside of putting him into a bunch or a stack or whatever else, I think that may be something that's a little different for Jalen, is him being the player who's in motion and therefore is guaranteed to get that free release because his momentum is forcing a player to play in pursuit of him before the snap happens.
Yeah.
But I certainly do think this conversation around the shell, it'll probably change. And then the Dolphins then will have to implement their own share of adjustments to counter that and ensure that when it's time to get your best receiver the football, you're putting them in positions to not allow coverage to blanket universally take him out of a game.
See, and I think Malik Washington is going to be that guy that's going to start doing a lot more things with the motion and get more involved and get his hands on the ball a little bit more because he's so sharp. They just count on, they trust him, picks up, you tell him something one time, and he just takes it all in. But, hey, the other one I wanted to get into is Darren Waller. I got to be honest with you, man. Been doing this a long time. I've never seen a guy 631 days since his last NFL game look this quick. And by the way, setbacks all through camp and the first couple of games to go out and look that good. Had fresh legs, obviously, but just no rust, no sign of rust the way he went up. And having that guy as a 6'6 weapon with those long arms and being able to go back, especially in the red zone, what a weapon if he can stay healthy the rest of the way, huh?
Yeah, it's a really, really cool story. And obviously for Darren and his journey, it's really cool to see that kind of come together for him in his first game with Miami. And he even had a few reps where he wasn't targeted on the play. But like you said, there's a dynamic ability there and a separation ability. And now you get a little bit of proof of concept, and we're winning across the face in the middle of the field on third downs. We're going up above the rim in the red zone. It was fun to see the ways he popped up, and I think they did a good job as far as third downs and in the red zone and making sure you're not putting too much on his plate. And if you told me he got 20 snaps a game, I'd be totally fine with it because of what I think the impact of those 20 snaps would be each week.
Yeah. What a story. I mean, the mental health, the addiction, a leader in it, doesn't hide from it. The demons that he's dealt with to getting back out here. And by the way, has just kept himself, I guess his workouts are legendary since he stopped playing football the first time. So just a nice all-around story as a leader and all the things that I didn't even know about here until recently, told by a family member who's a big fan of Darren Waller. So I got to ask you this one. Getting to the other side. First of all, Mike McDaniel's game plan, I thought was one of the best game plans for everybody. Offensive line, Tua, outside the pocket. I thought it was one of the best game plans I've seen Mike McDaniel have in a while.
Well, what really struck me was it felt more like the 22 offense, where you saw under center, you saw the boot action, you saw the play action with the boot and the stress that caused and the crossers that came out of that, and I thought Tua executed it well. It looked like kind of the bread and butter type of stuff when you go back to some of the foundational stuff of what this offense was built upon when it first started. And I think that's what's interesting to me with that game plan coming out of a self-scouting opportunity where you had 11 days between games. And in the first 3 weeks, the Dolphins were calling play action under 18.5% of their dropbacks. When the first season that Tua was with the Mike McDaniel, that number was 45%. So seeing how they came out against the Jets, I'm really fascinated to see if it looks similar and has a similar feel against Carolina. And if it does, especially with that under center and now without Tyreek Hill, I think you lean into that. And I think it maybe looks a little bit more traditional Shanahan-y. And I think that's your recipe for having a successful offense that can be productive and score enough points to give you a chance to win every.
Boy, what a commitment to stick with the run. I know everybody's been asking for it, and boy, you got it. And it looked a lot better. And I think, as you said, with the bootlegs and play action, it really, really opened up a lot of things. All right, to the other side. I still want to play all the young guys. I'm not changing. Hey, Jordan Phillips, Kenneth Graham, as long as you guys don't lose your confidence, you guys, I want you to learn, man. Keep going. You can't give up on them after four games for the guys that are struggling. But the run defense with these numbers, 158 yards a game, they're giving up 5.1 average. It's got to get better or it's going to make business real difficult going forward.
Yeah, I do want to give a compliment to the Jets and their offensive line. Their pass protection stuff was not good. but they have a really good group of guys to run the football with. And, you know, it is a group of young guys, and that's a headache that the Dolphins are going to have to solve long term. But I want to give them their flowers for their execution of it. It gets compounded by a quarterback in Justin Fields and what he does in the run game. And you could tell everybody was a little out of sorts with the fits and what Fields was doing with the mesh point and right. pulling. And sometimes he keeps and sometimes he doesn't. I don't think you'll face that degree of difficulty every week. If you told me when it's all said and done, that's one of the better run defenses in football. Now, that's not an excuse for almost 200 yards on the ground. We got to figure it out, right? But to your point with all the young guys that are playing, we just got to continue to get better playing the point of attack up front. I think that's the biggest thing is the consistency of that. And I don't think that field surface really helped on Monday night either. It looked pretty slick. You saw a lot of guys kind of struggling with footing. So if you're not consistent and disciplined with your pad level in the first place, and then you have that stacked on top of it, there's a couple of things here that I'd like to think we're going to see a nice little bounce back from them. But the numbers are what the numbers are, and you face some prolific dual threat quarterbacks thus far, and Josh Allen and what he does with his legs and Justin Fields. So they got a lot to figure out.
Hey, my eyeballs told me Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones are really good. Even on the touchdown, the coverage was really, really good on what yeah. ended up being a hell of a catch. But what are your thoughts on the two vets on the outside?
Yeah, I don't think they're anywhere near the top of the list of what your problems look like right now.
No.
I mean, Jack Jones with that punch out was an outstanding effort play. He is a big-time juice guy. And Rasul had a couple of really nice run fits, tackles, had the pass defense where he fell off in zone coverage, his instincts taking over. I think that group is going to continue to solidify. Now, the nickel position, something that they got to figure out. The consistency of the backers behind the defensive line is something that you got to figure out. And you know, I think the group that needs to figure out the most is the guys on the edge right now. I think that's the group. You know, and if you'd have told me that a yeah. month ago, I don't know that I believe you. It said, hey, corners and edge, which one has more questions after four games? I say corner, but I think it's the edge group right now.
Who's struggling the most of the group? I know Chop Robinson, we keep hearing about Chop's, you know, hey, Chop's not getting there. And Jalen Phillips dropped back into coverage a little bit. What do you think? Who's giving you the best pass rush right now of the four guys?
I think Jalen is comfortably, in my opinion, playing the best football. And it just hasn't shown up in the stat sheet yet. And I think the inverse of that is Brad has three sacks in the first three games. But you watch some of the run defense stuff, and when he's not getting tight ends or when the quarterback's not up in the pocket and kind of sliding his way to clean it up, I don't think that he looks like a guy who's knocking off the rust. And I think the question for him after missing all year last year, you're kind of 4 weeks in now, how much of this is rust versus how much of this is a guy who's had some injuries and now is trying to figure out what his ceiling is and what his floor is as a player right now. And we probably need a few more weeks till I feel like we have a definitive answer on that front. But the Chop thing's super frustrating because it's just not snaps, right? But then you watch some of the reps that he does get when he's on the front side and they run the ball, and it's not anchoring the way that it needs to. And that's a big part of the Dolphins' problem right now is early down success. So I think there's some problems here with a couple of these guys that are compounding each other, and it's Chop's got to hold the line cleaner. I think Bradley's got to play with a little bit more consistent separation to play off of blocks and make plays and leverage his gaps.
Hey, before I let you run, how did Cole Strange play? Looked like just my eyeballs thought as the third guy now coming in and getting a chance to start looked pretty good. And with that, how did Larry Borum do on the right side?
Well, yeah, Larry got ran over by Michael Clemens on a pressure, and it was a really ugly rep. I thought the run game stuff was sturdy, and that's kind of where I sit with Larry is, you know, I think you're going to take some wins and losses in pass pro, but I think in the run game, he gives you more than enough to work with, and I thought that was the same against the Jets. And then for Cole, I think as a guy who only got here 3 weeks ago, there were ups and downs, but I think there was enough there that you give him another opportunity this week and look to see if he stacks and if he's better this week than last week. And I would expect that he would be. And if that's the case, that's going to be a really nice depth development for Miami with another guy who can play all three spots on the interior. So it wasn't like a prolific performance, but I think there's a lot to work with there. And I think it was really impressive the way that he came in after just being in the system for 3 weeks and applied it and the way that he played.
Good stuff, Kyle, as always. Really appreciate it. And hey, man, I feel good about this Carolina game. How do you feel before I let you ride?
Yeah, some good matchups here for sure. And, you know, we won't see Robert Hunt. Hopefully Rob's doing well and heals up. He had a muscle tear. He's on injured reserve. So I was bummed for that because Rob's one of my favorite guys from this past iteration and cycle of the team from that 2020 class. Big personality. He's big-time presence on the field. But his absence will be big. And for Dolphins defensive front that is looking to hold the line, Rob being in might give you a chance to help that cause a little bit. Yeah. So I like some of the matchups this week against Carolina.
All right, Kyle, thanks, buddy. Have a good one. Of course. Thank you. All right.
You too.
Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast and A to Z Sports. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're going to have a lot more. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We've got more stuff to get to. Big day in sports yesterday as well, but right now I want to tell you about Dr. Barry and his staff that do great work at Recovery Unplugged. And to all my brothers out there that have gone through hard times, in the middle of them right now, got a little bit off the road. Things happen in your life that can play with your brain a little bit. It's happened. It's happened to a lot of us. The question is, let's do something about it. And boy, I'll tell you what, Recovery Unplugged, we're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and their innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs some help and a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
What? It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is that, Woody? I'm just curious here before we get rolling. What is that?
We're playing right now?
Yeah.
It's called the Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys. Okay.
Ever heard of them?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
Yes, I have. Woody, come on, man. I just want to know who it was.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. I wanted to bring up this thing. I'm torn. We talked about it early this morning. I like what the NFL did. On the new kickoff and kickoff return.
You're torn now, though? You're starting to come around?
No. Well, you calm down on here because you and I disagree on it. And you, at least I want you to make sense before you make this. So I understand Vic Fangio came out and is upset about the field goal. The footballs are like out of control, like the old home runs that the balls were juiced up and hitting home runs and everybody was mad. A fly ball equaled, you know, a home run. 20 rows up and shouldn't have gone. It should have, you know, and so everybody's upset about that in baseball. So now Vic Fangio was talking about, yeah, these guys got these footballs, are getting them all. And we got guys kicking sick because Tampa Bay played Philadelphia and Tampa Bay kicked two long field goals and they would have been good for another 10 yards. I mean, it's crazy. And we got a bunch of guys. If you ever watch them warm up, usually most of the kickers, go to 44 to 55 yards and then they stop. But I'm always amazed by when they kick them, how much they make them by from that far. Like every guy has the potential, almost every field goal kicker in the league, as long as weather conditions are appropriate, has an opportunity to make a 60-something yard field goal. We got two of them. We got two of them. Patterson, who's kicking now, has got a strong leg. And so does Jason Sanders, who got no problems. No problems. Now, on top of that, with the potential of these 60-yard field goals, and we're going to see more and more of them. Like I said, we saw one from Tampa Bay last week. With these kickoff returns, which the good news is there's very few touchbacks. Everything is returned. It's starting to look more and more like the old days as far as knocking the crap out of each other, and we're seeing some great returns as well. So that play is back into play instead of all the touchbacks and put the ball to 25 and all that, and so we've changed that. I do like that. But I thought Vic Fangio made a good point. And I've kind of added on to this. I do agree for defenses, it's got to be frustrating if you don't make a tackle at the 30-yard line or 35-yard line, and it ends up going out, which a lot of them do, between the 40 and the 50, and now all of a sudden you need one, maybe two field goals, or two first downs, and you can kick a field goal. And Vic's point is, this is ridiculous. Like, basically, every time you kick off, they're going to have a chance to score against us unless you're almost perfect and give up one, maybe two first downs. But if it's any more than that, you're in field goal range. And by the way, they're doing it for two different reasons. First of all, the play was dead. Nobody liked the fact that it was all touchbacks here. And it was, I don't know what the final percentage was. It felt like 80-something percent touchbacks where they kicked it over the guy, return guy's head out of the end zone. And it was like, oh, did it again. Boring. So NFL did something about it and got Darren Rizzi to come in and some other guys that work with them and come up with something. It's not as safe as it used to be. They're phony about that. Some of the collisions now on the kickoff return are like they used to look like. They really are. They're violent. But they want more scoring. And defenses, I'm sorry, although some of the offenses are still really struggling to score. But I guess I like it like this better than that touchback being dead. I just, all right, okay, we know it's going to happen. You might as well go ahead and go to the bathroom a little bit early because after you score. And
well, one of the parts that's frustrating too is, let's say you tie the game late. Joe, yeah. If you leave, I don't know, 15 seconds on the clock, you're probably going to lose that game if you're playing a good team.
If you have a timeout to your if you have a timeout, you can run a play.
Even without a timeout, we've seen how many games this year have we seen guys, they throw the pass over the middle and they race up to the line, they spike. Like, you can get, it's so easy. If you have 15 seconds, you can throw a pass anywhere on the field. You have plenty of time. We need 15 yards now to get to the 50, give or take here. You're talking about one play over the middle.
You're talking about 67
yard field goal. That, by the way, is impossible to those plays are impossible to cover because you're scared of getting beat deep.
Right. You'll give them underneath all day.
And you're scared of getting a pass interference call. A pass interference call is a disaster.
Yeah.
Because that just stops the clock straight up.
Well, it stops it, and the pass interference is where the ball is.
And then you're in field goal range. So, it's just, to me, it's just too easy when you have a situation where if you leave. And I think was it the Baltimore game, I think, where the Chiefs scored at, at the end of the half and Baltimore gets the ball with, a few seconds left. They go right down and get a field goal. Like, it's just too easy.
So the only thing I would say is what Vic Fangio, the grumpy old man who's really good coordinator, said. The balls, that you can't have. The guys are getting stronger anyway. I do think that is part of it. But this thing about guys kicking 70 yards. We're going to.
I know. But, you can't really. What are you going to do about that, man?
You can't be able to kick a field goal basically when you get on the field. That's crazy.
Then stop letting people start at midfield. If you get a decent kick return, Joe, you're starting up near the 40.
No, you're right. every time.
Because that thing's so short. It's in that stupid landing zone thing.
You get to the 40, not the other team's 40, but your 40.
Look, man, they've been doing this for years. Any gimmick possible to get more scoring so that more people can be entertained.
But you got to admit, the kickoff's a lot more exciting now.
I don't care.
You don't care.
First of all, I don't like teams starting at midfield, and I don't need to see the extra collision. Like, I'd rather just see them play. Least if you start at 25, like, at least
so you don't want to see
you got to go a good
so
25
yards. Let me hear
yards.
This, soft heart, so because you're worried about the collision.
I'm a player safety advocate.
No, that's BS. You just literally going the opposite way today. That's all this is.
No, you know I don't like the kickoff.
Why would you not like the kickoff's the most exciting play? Because it's so hard
for
to
the
get
same
by
reason old
guys.
Man Fangio doesn't like it, because it makes it too easy for the offenses. It's just too offensive heavy here. You realize, like, again, if you tie a game with like 15 seconds left, you're in bad shape.
Well, not always.
I mean, yeah, well, if you're playing a good, I'm talking about if you're playing a good team, if you're not playing like, you know, the Browns or something, but.
So I just
got the Browns on my mind because they just benched Joe Flacco here this morning.
We'll find out. We'll talk to Baldy about that whole situation and what's next now that Joe Flacco has
not Shedeur Sanders, by the way. Dylan Gabriel's going to start.
So the other thing is that you can take care of, and the league is going to say, because they I'm sure they've heard this already from people in the league as well as fans, and they're going to make it real simple. Get four or five guys to run down there and make a tackle around the 30-yard line, and you won't have to worry about it as much. Get it. Get the Cameron Goods of the world. Get the Elijah Campbells of the world, the KJ Britts of the world. A lot of linebackers and extra defensive backs to run down, make a tackle, and you won't have to worry about it as much. Still a crazy world. All right. We got to go to break here, man.
You're going to come around on this at some point.
Not coming around.
What needs to happen is you need to have like a bad situation. Like you need Dolphins need to lose on one of those, and then you're going to come in and be like, "I hate this."
No, I'm not. Right, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm shocked to find out you all of a sudden. Oh, I've never liked the kickoff return.
No, I just I don't really like this. This landing zone thing is just. I don't know, man. Maybe it'll take getting used to, but it's weird.
Well, it's been around now, so
I know, but it's. I'm not a huge fan. Sorry.
I don't know. It's better than that.
And then the other thing, like if you miss it, if you miss it short, you're out at the 40.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways.
I mean, come on.
I wish we could work around 40? That a little bit.
40's gonna be field goal range soon before we know it.
The 40, you know, out of bounds has always been the 40, right? You know?
Yeah, I know. Okay. But this is if you miss the landing zone, Joe, right? If you
now we've had
a little target area.
We've missed one. We've had some other teams miss the landing area. No excuse for that from that kicker.
This guy says once kickers can consistently make 70-yarders, teams don't even have to reach midfield. Yeah, there you go.
We get guys start making 70-yarders. What's 66 is the longest I heard the other day. The guy missed it by 1 yard.
No, the guy in Jacksonville. Didn't he hit like a 70-something-yarder in preseason?
I don't know what it was.
It was Jacksonville, right?
Not sure. Somebody did make a long one in preseason. You're right.
They're just going to keep doing, you know, calf raises and leg workouts and stuff. They'll get stronger.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
Although the kicker on the Jets didn't appear to be in very good shape.
He's straight.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He made 250-yarders. He's straight as can be.
He walked out there.
He goes, "Hey, can you not get another penalty before you get out here? Like 50 something's fine. Okay, I don't want to try a 60.
You gotta love that though. He walks out there, you get the belly hanging over the pants there.
That guy's 40 years old.
Yeah.
You got the dad, guy. What's dad left body, on the yeah. pension? Hey, I want to tell you about that around the clock air conditioning and plumbing. Man, I want to talk to you about great service. I know you got a lot of choices when it comes to air conditioning companies and plumbing companies, but I got to tell you, I want to throw some numbers at you. 37 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road daily, 7 days a week. Those are a couple numbers you need to know when you make a call to Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It's about great service. And part of great service is you have air conditioning problems and plumbing problems even on a weekend. They work 7 days a week. We're ready to go. Trained and certified technicians, licensed, experienced plumbers. And oh, by the way, we got a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. We're the water heater kings of South Florida, man. All different sizes. So when you have a problem, an emergency, it's blown out, everybody's freaked out at the house, don't worry about it, man. We're ready to go. Same day installation is always the goal. Financing plans to help you out, and very experienced people to make sure they get it done. Still family owned. After 37 years, still family owned and operated with Eric and Mike and Chippy. Hey, the next time you have any kind of problems, remember Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Tell them Joe Rose said, give them a call. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to everybody. Great to have you. Little Matchbox, thank you. Very nice.
You requested it, yeah?
I did. I said
they were playing it in the building. Is that why?
No, I didn't hear it. I was just thinking about it.
Oh, you were just singing on your own?
No, I was singing something else.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're always singing whatever they're playing in the building.
Yeah,
right up your alley, that music, yeah.
So 102.7 is that's in my zone there, their songs. And
you have a wide range of music, though. I will give you credit.
I tell Kenny, I go see Kenny Walker. Kenny, man, I love that song. Kenny Walker, I love that song. Oh, yeah, Joe, we play it 5 times a day. Thank you, man. Mm. I love that song.
Does he ever get upset when you butcher the words to all the songs?
No, they're used to it. Okay. They're used to the fact that.
Because you just make up your own words as you go.
No,
mostly.
I go by all the stations that have music, right?
Which is all of them.
And yeah. All of them. So I start singing whatever the song is.
Uh-huh.
And they go, Joe, stop. You don't know the words. And yeah. But sometimes it was close.
But you do have a wide range, though. Like, you'll listen to country. I know you like Power 96.
I listen a little bit of everything. I like the new Power 96. It's got
the throwback Power 96.
Yeah.
That's a little more up our alley.
Some of that stuff, some of that stuff's, I'm not saying I'm not clean, but little out there for me, you know. My kids listen to all that stuff, though. Crazy, crazy world. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff here to get to. I wanted to bring this up, man. I'm lucky enough, Woody's not, with two little guys in the house running around full of way too much energy, and I don't have that. But I got to tell you, watching those baseball games, they start at 1 o'clock. I didn't even see I got no shot on the West Coast game. I have no shot to watch the Dodgers and Reds, none.
All you needed to see was the first inning. Lead off batter, man.
Well, not only that, they hit 5 home runs.
Yeah.
Shohei hit 2 of them. They're going to be a tough out, by the way. That will be.
Yes.
That'd be a tough
one. I think.
But I got to tell you, man, I don't even care about that because all I need to do, the energy and the Yankees and Red Sox, especially in the playoffs, is just amazing. Just to see Yankee Stadium full, everybody into it, you know, obviously very knowledgeable fans about everybody and what everybody can do. And managers in these games are under such a microscope of every move, right? Whether a pinch hit, you're pinch hitting for somebody, you put somebody in for defensive purposes late in the game, or the big one, you take your starter out and you bring in a relief pitcher. And in this case last night, Max Fried, their big offseason lefty, he was good. He was real good last night. He leaves in the seventh inning. They take him out of the game with 1 out in the seventh. They're up 1-0, and they bring in Luke Weaver, who goes out and gives up walk, a double, and a single. And just like that, the Yankees are down 2-1, going to lose 3-1 in the game. And so you can imagine, nobody's talking about the Jets today. I can promise you that. They're talking about friggin' Aaron Boone taking out a guy that had it rolling. What the hell are you doing? It's amazing. It's cool as hell, man. And they're up there, and then some guys didn't start. I see our old was our old guy's name that we had from the outfield that was playing for the Marlins? They traded to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, that'd be Jazz Chisholm. He didn't take that very well.
He didn't take it very well, saying, I wanted to be in the lineup. And, well, we had to load it up the other way, and so he wasn't real happy. But nothing. They're all over Aaron Boone. And, look, whatever move you make, if it doesn't work, you're in that market, especially with the Yankees, where expectations – if you're Dodgers or Yankees, is to win it all, right? There's anything else is.
No, I can only imagine they lose today. That thing is going to be a mess.
That's it. Oh, my God.
They'll kill them.
And by the way, the other group that's under a little heat in these big markets of baseball are superstars that don't play like superstars. In this case,
you're calling out Aaron Judge.
Judge, my God, a 200 batting average in the playoffs. MVP in a regular season, playoffs. Remember last year he dropped a routine fly ball?
He was terrible last year in the playoffs. Stanton carried him. He was really good, but.
Now, there's nobody going to take Stanton over Judge.
No.
For the whole thing, but yeah.
I know.
I don't think Stanton feels any pressure because it's Judge's
Maybe
team.
He doesn't, yeah.
He just sits over there as a DH knowing that if he goes out there, he's going to get hurt. So he stays in there and he just swings a bat.
How many years have you been taking shots at that dude?
I used to what get
did he,
hurt.
Did he do something to you?
No, but I never
did you
seen.
You have a bad run-in with him down
I've
here?
I've never seen such a physical-looking guy. I mean, one of the great bodies.
Yeah.
Big physical-looking guy, got scholarships for football.
He's injury-prone.
He runs the first and he gets hurt. Sport, like, yes. How'd you get hurt last night? He goes, I was jogging to first base. Jeez.
He's got bad hamstrings or something.
By the way, he's quietly, and he's sneaking up on, got a ton of home runs.
He is one of the biggest, strongest dudes I've ever
seen. Oh, no, he's still.
We used to go down there and cover games. He is one of the largest human beings I've ever
been
in
front
of.
He also hits home runs a country mile.
Yeah.
To this day.
But I mean, you talk about a jacked athlete. Yeah, he's right up there.
He's it. And by the way, he clearly picked the right sport because he has made a zillion dollars over, what, being a tight end out of USC.
I'm guessing he wouldn't have had a long football career.
No. Now that we you can't run to first, you definitely can't play in the NFL.
Yeah.
No, there's
put him on the kickoff. Talk about player safety.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. Just that terrible.
Might be on the IR quickly, huh? On that group.
Can you imagine him playing football?
He's a hell of an athlete, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not, but you are right. He does seem to get hurt a lot.
Oh man. He'll get on a roll, and you're going, all right, we got him back in the lineup. And then they go, oh,
yeah,
back to the DL. Okay, he's going to be out a while, maybe a little longer than we want. But
you
want
to give us your baseball picks today? You're on a roll, by the way.
No, I'm not. I know I missed a bunch yesterday.
I think you went 2-for-2, but that they're 2-of-2, but that's okay. 2-and-2 is okay. That's a push where we come
from. All right,
so you got Cleveland and Detroit. That game's at 1 o'clock today.
Cleveland
minus 130 on the money line.
Cleveland evens up that series today.
Okay, Cubbies. Do the Cubbies end it? That game is at 3:08.
Padres get game 2.
Okay. Interesting money line on that one, by the way. Cubs are minus 115. Padres minus 105. Yankees are minus 180 on the money line here. 6 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Boston plus 150.
Yankees got to come back and win.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
At least get to the third damn game.
Dodgers are massive favorites here, minus 275.
Forget about it. They'll play home run derby again today for 5 more home runs.
Yeah, we're putting money on Ohtani today. Anytime homer.
Really?
Yeah. It's got to happen again, right?
He does hit them in bunches.
Yeah. He's hot.
By the way,
he's hot, you ride the big horse.
He is clearly the best player in baseball. Not up for debate.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Plus, he pitches.
Yeah, he's also the most exciting player in baseball.
Plus, he gives
too.
You 5 innings throwing at 100 miles an hour. Yeah, and he's really like, fun. Let's not
watch.
Overdo it.
He is very fun.
I
to
couldn't
watch.
Believe they let him come back and pitch, to be honest. That was a surprise. Bo loves
it. You were really upset about that.
Well, because Bo, my buddy out there, he's always, well, man, it's what you can do in Little League. Why can't you do it? You can do it in high school. Why can't I go, Bo? Got to keep him healthy, man.
Yamamoto's going today for LA.
They got a whole bunch of guys can go. They're going to be fine. Hey, we got to go to break here because we got Brian Baldinger going to join us. We got a lot of stuff going on in the NFL. My God, a lot of stuff. Is Cincinnati Hey, now check this. Baltimore and Cincinnati, either one of them going to make the playoffs?
They both seem cooked at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, don't they?
Now, you did this, in fairness, you did this to the Chiefs about 7 days or so ago. You said the Chiefs are absolutely done. And they look, the Chiefs look like the best team in football last weekend.
No, they don't look like the best team. But
who looked better than the Chiefs last weekend? Answer me that one.
Well, there's the best team in football is the team that's 4-0.
Don't dance around it. Buffalo. You were just a little bit off.
Buffalo.
Oh, come on. They were in a dogfight with New Orleans.
Did you see Red Zone have them in the fourth quarter?
They were in a battle, bro. What's that guy? Spencer Rattler was carving them up.
All right. All right, we'll see.
Buffalo's got some weaknesses. You got to admit.
Yeah, they're not a perfect team. Not perfect on one side of the football, for sure, defensively. Yeah.
Chiefs got a good defense, too. That's the other thing.
I got to tell you, at least the Dolphins on the right side. You don't want to be in the NFC. You want to be in the AFC right now. It's crazy. We'll talk to Baldy about all that stuff coming up here. It's hurricane season, and you probably know that, and you still see. Good luck to the Bahamas today, matter of fact, speaking of that talk. Hey, man, one thing you can do here in South Florida, and that is the only thing you can do, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Matter of fact, if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm, all right? I know what you're doing. You're trying to wait it out one more year and save some money. You can do it now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com again. LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. You can get somebody on the phone that'll talk to you. You got a lot of questions. They'll answer all of them for you, and we'll get somebody out to your home. It's that easy. When you deal with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing, boy, I'll tell you what, they'll take great care of you. Chev and the gang over there ready to help you today. Don't wait for the end of hurricane season.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.